Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This Friday on Alice, be here. We are bottle rocking all day long. Every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have your chance to win a pair of single day tickets to sold out Bottle Rock Napa Valley. And you get to pick which day you want to go.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. It's going to be hard to pick. Like, all the lineups are pretty, but if you're, you know, if you got to go see the Chili Peppers, then you got to go on Friday. And I think it's Stevie Nicks on Saturday and Dave Matthews on Sunday. So, man, it's a tough choice. Somebody's got to make it. Might as well be you. Be here all day Friday.
You're going, right?
I am going. I'm going to go on the Friday. Nice. At least the Friday.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the 40... Oh, wait a minute. It's brought to you by the Organic Koo. The 49ers are coming in hot and healthy, just like the Organic Koo Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Mm. Come by Levi's Stadium for the NFC Championship game and enjoy the 49er favorite, the Koo Crispy Chicken Sandwich, or Chicken Tenders and Tots.
Oh, my.
Top it off with an IPA, blonde, or lemonade, vodka. Go Niners.
They are really making it hard to resist.
That sounds good.
A lot there. A lot going on.
Yeah. It's a long tag.
Yeah, it is. Good for them, though. Sure. The Organic Koo.
Yes.
They are delicious. I like all the stuff. We even had hot dogs. What did we have for
corn
them?
Corn dogs they brought us.
Corn dogs, right?
Dogs, yeah.
Organic
God,
Koo corn
so
dogs.
They were so good.
Yeah.
I could have one of those right now.
Dude, I got to have that and the chicken sandwich. And give me some tots while you're at it. And how about that? Well, I can't have that. It's dry, you worry.
Oh,
how about the waffles?
That's too bad.
Okay, waffles sound good.
Chicken waffles.
Dry, you worry.
Whatever. Ooh. It'll be over soon.
And then you double up.
Double up?
Drink double. Drink
No.
What you lost in January. No. You got to get that back into you.
What day is the first? It's Friday night. Am I going to have to? You know what? I might quit on. No, the 31st is the Friday. I will be quitting on Friday the 31st.
All right. You mean rejoining.
I'll be rejoining the ranks of the drinkers.
Right.
I'll be quitting my dryuary.
All right. Last night was the national championship in college football and LSU won. Congratulations. Also tonight marks the final Democratic debate before the Iowa caucuses. So that's on at 6 p.m. There are only six people making appearances, though there are more people running.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bloomberg isn't on the,
right.
But he's been spending money and hopes to be in the running when it's all said and done. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says she'd order her Secretary of Education to cancel up to $50,000 in college debt for about 95% of student borrowers on her first day in office.
Wow.
That is one way to activate the youth.
Sure.
I don't know.
I would love to have $50,000 of my debt forgiven.
Usually when you forgive debt, there's a problem.
For the person who gave you the money.
Right. So I don't know how that all plays out, but that would effectively erase outstanding loans for about 42 million Americans.
Mm.
So
where's that money going to come from?
She puts that out there right before the debate begins tonight. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But that'll be probably one of the questions.
Right.
Oh, we heard about your plan. How do you expect to do
pay
that?
That's the thing about these wonderful plans. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Right.
Well, it's always us. I should just say that money's got to come away from something else.
Right.
To pay for that other thing.
That was Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, is doing very well here in California, like mm-hmm. leads. But Bernie
I prefer
with his,
him to Joe.
I like Bernie. I don't necessarily like how much he wants to tax us all, but I do like him. I think he's at least seems to be an honest dude.
Yeah. Well, he's an
That's
idealist.
That's my vibe.
Anyone who can still be an idealist at age 112 or whatever he is.
But one of his his things, and I get it, there was more to, but he was out there saying free college. And I'm like, nah, that ain't how that works. Someone's paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's marketing, I guess.
Right.
We'll see what they have to say tonight.
Okay.
Drinking.
Yes, I love it.
Last year, wine drinking in the U.S. went down by almost 1%.
Oh, that's surprising.
For the first time in 25 years, wine drinking went down.
Yeah, it's weird because I drank more wine last year than I have at any point in my life because I hate wine. Mm-hmm. And so I was like trying to drink wine. I don't really know why.
Beer drinking.
Oh, it's like a health thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something about red wine is healthy
two
for you.
Good for your heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not worth it, though. I get it. People love wine, and they should. They clearly have a much more developed palate.
Well, it's big business right up the road, too.
It is.
Exactly.
And it couldn't be
more
beautiful up
there. I wonder if the fires affected any of the production of it or
oh, I'm sure it affected the production.
People not going there.
Right.
But what you'll see from this story, because beer drinking went down for the fourth straight year.
Oh, beer drinking went down,
too. Beer drinking's down, and beer drinking's been going down.
Funny.
What does
cocktails.
That mean? That's it.
Yeah.
Hard liquor and hard seltzers are way up. They have taken the place
of
everybody's beer and wine.
It tastes good.
I wonder also, is the weed vaping. You know, some people are like, I don't need to drink. I'm just going to vape.
And I frankly can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was going to smoke some weed, there would be zero drinking that day.
Right.
You know?
Well, hard liquor and hard seltzers are on the climb. The big five liquors, they say, whiskey, vodka, rum, tequila, and gin.
Mm.
All up.
Those are the ones.
Hard seltzers were up 50%.
Wow. They must be, you know what? There's probably some good ones.
So there's
it's that White Claw thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
people
one of them.
People are into White Claw.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried it.
Sucks.
Have you had it?
Yeah, lots of times.
Why haven't you tried it?
It's like drinking
I don't know.
Or something.
I don't know why
I mean, it.
Did you want to buy me some?
Well, I mean, I'll give you the $5. I don't
you
need
never
to be
have
going
you know
to
money.
I'll bet you I have some at my house. I'll bring you one tomorrow because all the girls that I know want to drink that.
Oh, really?
We drink that out.
It's
house.
Not offensive.
So what does it taste like?
It tastes like...
Like bad soda?
Yeah, like yeah, exactly. Like flavored soda
like
water.
Crappy soda water.
Soda water with a little bit of artificial flavoring.
Yeah. Oh.
And
really
it's
artificial
not that
tasting.
Much of a bite as far as alcohol.
No. But they will. Yeah, they do have alcohol. Mm-hmm. You will get
5%.
Yeah. How much? 4.5%.
How much? 5%
to drink to get a healthy buzz.
Like it's a beer, basically. It's the same amount as a beer.
Anita bogus it, though. It should have a bite. Like
yeah.
you,
no,
I want my
awful.
Gums to hurt. Like
yeah.
make this hurt.
Like I'm probably gonna need a couple shots to go with it.
Yes. The only way to make that good is to juice it up.
Oh, that's too bad. I didn't know that about this.
But people, you know what the thing is? A lot of people don't like hard alcohol. They don't want to drink, you know, vodka or anything where they can taste the liquor. They can do a beer or a wine, but they can't really get behind a cocktail. And those things make it. I get. Are they vodka? What's the liquor in them?
I think it's vodka, but I've never had one. I've never even been in a room where someone was having one.
I can't.
Actually,
I honestly,
you have at Winterland this year.
They were
serving that.
White
cards.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But they were serving them in plastic cups.
Oh,
so
you
couldn't
take
tell.
The can.
I thought it was a soda and vodka at first, a mix.
Wow.
I thought because Anita got it, and I thought that was just, you
did
know,
she like
a
it?
Vodka soda. Oh, yeah, she loves it. We have it at home all the time. She keeps on buying them.
Does she have her favorite flavor?
Yes. I think it's pineapple.
Oh, I don't even think I've had the pineapple. There's a grapefruit one. There's like a black cherry one, lime, or lemon one or something. Yeah, they're
lemon lime.
Terrible.
Oh, they're fine.
Well, look, they're fine, and as long as my friends are drinking, I'm happy. But but please, I'll just take a vodka. I'll take a straight vodka before I would drink one of those.
It says the flavors are black cherry, ruby grapefruit, natural lime, raspberry, mango, and pure hard seltzer, which is unflavored. White Claw is made from a blend of seltzer water, a gluten-free alcohol base, and fruit flavors.
A gluten-free alcohol base.
Base, yeah. It's from the same company that does Mike's Hard Lemonade.
So it's like a vodka, but it's really just moonshine.
Maybe.
If it was moonshine, you'd taste it.
Yeah.
It would have plenty of bite.
You don't really... I mean, you can tell it's alcoholic, but it's not... It just doesn't have what I need, which is just vodka and water flavor.
The 2020 Chevy C8 Corvette Stingray officially goes into production next month. This is the hot new production race car by Chevy. Two of the engineers working on the car for General Motors couldn't wait that long to see what this thing could do.
Oh.
So 27-year-old Alexander Thim and 30-year-old Mark Durkatz, two engineers who were working on the stingrays at GM's plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky last week, and after hours on Wednesday night, they took two stingray prototypes out of the plant and street raced them.
You dummies.
Oh, no!
Did they both crash or only one of them?
They were both busted by the cops racing in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Alexander was doing 120 miles per hour. Mark only hit 100, so Alexander won.
Well, right, because Mark is a wimp.
The cops say they also smelled alcohol on both the men at the time.
Oh, you guys!
Both guys were charged with racing a motor vehicle on a public highway, reckless driving, and speeding. GM says they're investigating.
These guys are fired.
They might not be fired if they're good engineers. Hey, can I see a picture of what this is going to look
like? They're so cool looking. It's a whole new model. Like, it looks like a Ferrari-ish. They move the engine from the front to the back.
Yeah, I was going to say the rear end of it looks humongous because it used to be all hood on a Corvette, you know, with like a little compartment in the back. And this it looks ass heavy. Oh, these two. They're like, oh, we're sorry.
Oh, is that it, Brent?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need that so bad.
So badass.
Doesn't that look like a great car for commuting?
You know what?
You'd get to
that
work in
does
no time.
Look like a Ferrari. It looks exactly like a Ferrari. That's actually kind of crazy.
It's crazy. It's really
Man, you can't
a huge
have that
difference.
For your commute. That's
I
just...
could.
Look at it from the top angle. That's where the engine is.
Oh, it's so sick.
Oh.
That's the thing, though. I could, but I won't. You're right.
Yeah. Get a Tesla. You need gas mileage or electric mileage.
That's the car.
Yeah, right that's there. Really changed a lot. It is unrecognizable as a Corvette. A Corvette has such a specific body style that moving the engine to the back has changed everything, I guess.
Well, now you get a frunk.
Here's a video you may want to look at if your heart needs a jump start. There's a six-year-old kid near Cleveland named John Oliver Zippe. He goes by the nickname J.O. John Oliver.
Got it.
He was diagnosed with leukemia at age 3, so he doesn't really remember a time when he didn't have cancer. But 2 days after Christmas, he went through his final chemo treatment.
Aww.
And on his first day back to school last week, he got a standing ovation.
Oh, my God.
All the kids and teachers lined the hallway and cheered for him as he walked in.
6 years old, you say?
Mm-hmm. His dad says J.O. asked him if he thought the school might make an announcement or something, but he never expected they'd do that. In the video, he's got a huge smile on his face as he walks in, which his mom described as, quote, pure happiness. 6-year-old boy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. That little kid, he's so...
You know, no kid should ever have to be sick.
Right. And
that's just
amazing.
Not, it's like, it's absolutely argument against there being a God when a kid at 3 years old gets leukemia.
Right.
I don't care what anyone says. Come on.
That's awesome, though.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Thank God. Listen to me. Thank dog he beat it. You know, thank dog for modern medicine. My God, the fact that they can do it, it's amazing.
Do you call you and your husband the average couple?
I wouldn't, actually, because I think that a lot of times I see average couples, like, fighting and, I don't know, saying mean things about each other behind their backs.
Found the average couple has 72 arguments or disagreements about their home each year. Oh, you have lots of arguments about your home, though.
We don't have any arguments.
You don't?
Except in the car. It's the only time there's ever any tension between us because he's a terrible driver.
That's 6 arguments a month about your home.
Nah, we don't really have arguments.
Most of them happen in public or in front of other people.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst.
I think that is one of the rudest things you can do is fight with your partner in front of other people.
I agree.
Like, you suck it up and you, I don't know, leave early and go fight it out at home.
No one's got your number, though, like your person does.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
They just know how to get you.
And that's one of those things, too. If someone... who knows you that well, knows the thing to say to make you come undone, and then on top of that, they do it in front of other people, so you are in a position where you're about to come undone.
You should break up.
That is brutal.
It's just wrong. People, like, I think that's one of the biggest, the rudest things people can do.
Of the 72 arguments, 8 happen in stores, 39 happen in other public places, 10 happen in front of family or friends.
Oh, great.
15 happen at home.
I can't have that level of discord in my house. I just need to get along with people that I spend a lot of time with. Even my kids, I'm like, you know what? Ask your father. I just don't want to fight with you about it. I just don't want it. Because then I can't sleep. I get in bed and my heart feels like, oh, I'm not right with everyone.
Right.
I need to be right with everyone.
It stinks.
Yeah. So I would say no, we're not the average couple.
Well, there you go. The average couple has 72 arguments. Or disagreements about their home each year. I don't have that either. In fact, we're doing a kitchen remodel.
Mm-hmm.
We're right in the middle of.
Yeah, let her do it.
She's doing it.
Good.
And everything she's chosen is spectacular.
Who's doing your counters?
Well, we're going through all natural stone. I don't know which countertop brand she chose, but it's quartz. They have everything in all natural, like everything.
Yeah.
We went in there and we're just like, it's endless options.
Ads for them, or you're gonna do ads for them, or something? Because they're a long time sponsor.
Yeah.
Are you taking pictures through the process?
I will. We haven't gotten to the point of demo yet, but demo day is coming.
Yeah.
How convenient with all the food preparation
other stuff we have going on. Yeah. Well, that's not.
Get her done.
It's happening.
You've got that apartment.
It's on. That's what's happening too. We've got it figured out, and we're excited.
You don't
need to worry about all that. I know that you have a lot of ideas.
You do.
But right now we've got this working. She's chosen everything. Mm. Her and Kara.
Well, that's good because you're not exactly the king
at all
of
natural. Well, no, and I don't want
Although you did a great job on your apartment.
I did.
And you picked that all out by yourself.
The kitchen's gonna look great. Mm. It's gonna brighten up the house in a way that it needs.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
You get location the floors redone, too?
Not the floors, no.
What's on the floor now?
Wood floors.
Oh, well, that's right.
And we had them refinished when we moved in because they had been not painted, but like dyed super dark. Mm. Almost the black that you've
that's
got.
That's what we did. We ebonized them.
And they were scratched to live in hell.
That's the problem with the black floor. And not just the scratches that show up on there, but every dot of dust or cat hair or anything.
Footprints.
Footprints, for God's sake. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It looks so good for 20 minutes.
So before we even moved in, we had a guy I know that does floors that came in and sanded them all out and refinished them, and they
look
great.
Like a medium color? What color?
Yeah, the only problem with it was, you know, in a wood floor, sometimes there's that little middle.
Yes.
They make it look like there's a grout or something.
Right.
Well, in this case, we couldn't get the black out.
Oh, so in between. It's,
there's still some darkness.
I remember your floor's looking really nice, though.
They look good now. Yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, sure, we'd redo the floor, too.
Yeah, sanding and refinishing is the way most of the time.
Right now, we're just going to do the countertops and a couple other things.
Cupboard's already white?
Cupboards are already white. We're going to do the backsplash because apparently I'm so stupid. Larry from All Natural Stone comes in and he's like, well, we're talking about the countertop. In my house, we're there. We're hanging out. Such a cool guy. And his story's really neat about their business, too. Like, he came in. He was someone, what was it? He worked at Moffett Field as a master craftsman.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Doing something out there. Maybe it was for the government. I'm not sure. But anyway, he invested in this company, All Natural Stone, with a bunch of other people. And eventually, he took over the whole thing. Wow. And now he's got 4 stores.
He runs it.
It's neat.
Yeah, I'm super bummed. I don't have a counter to replace.
Anyway, we're talking about counters.
Super bummed.
And he goes, he's like, well, and then what are you guys thinking about the backsplash? And I'm all, oh. And he goes, yeah, that has to come out because it's holding in the countertop. You know how?
Yes. They put the counter in first and put the backsplash down on top of it.
And I'm, oh, you don't just slide that out like that trick they do with one of those tablecloths?
Yeah.
Nope, they don't do that. So that'll be getting redone. And
fun.
New sink, couple
that's
other
good.
Things.
That's good.
Sure.
You know, it'll be real. It'll look like a brand new kitchen. It will be a brand new kitchen.
The missus is extremely happy.
Good. And that's important. Happy wife, happy life.
Right. our text number. Oh, look at me. I'm out of time. I'll do that next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.